From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. These days, as we cautiously watch economic indicators, hoping for improvement, sometimes positive numbers are just a fluke, just one month of good luck. But the latest housing numbers out today are no fluke. We've now seen four straight months of growth in existing home sales, and in the month of July, sales shot up at greater than expected 7.2%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The last time that sales rose for four straight months, it was back in June of 2004, when the housing market was booming. Also, home prices may be leveling off, according to some other recent reports.
This is excellent news. The housing crash is over. The housing market is off bottom, and with a little bit of luck and some more good policymaking, I think the housing market will find its way back from the proverbial abyss.
That's Mark Zandi. He's chief economist with Moody's Economy.com, and he's been following all this closely, testifying before Congress and meeting with the administration's top economic officials.
Well, the crash in the housing market over the past 3 years has been at the center of our economy's problems. Those falling housing values undermine household wealth and therefore the ability and willingness of consumers to spend.
Not to mention all those foreclosures and mortgage defaults, which are still resulting in bank failures. And Zandi says we're not out of the woods here. Foreclosures keep rising, which puts more downward pressure on prices. Also, there's still a pretty big inventory of unsold homes on the market. Still, more Americans are buying homes again.
This is the living room and the kitchen. It's so pretty and everything.
Kathleen Knapp is showing me the condo that she's buying in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. She works in human resources for Adidas. Knapp says a first-time homebuyer tax credit that the government's offering definitely helped to motivate her. She'll get back $8,000. Also, she says things are just cheaper now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they have gotten cheaper. I wanted to live closer to the city and everything, so I figured I'd just take the money from my 401k and do it now while I can get the $8,000.
This condo is very cheap for Boston. It's a little basement-level one-bedroom, though it has a lot of windows and plenty of light. Knapp says it was actually cheaper than renting after taxes. She's here with her broker, Hao Allen.
Yeah, it was on the market for $129.
What's the mortgage on that? It's like nothing, right?
Well, not yet. It's like $1,100 for me with everything, with the taxes and the condo fees. I paid $1,000 to share an apartment now, so I can't wait to live by myself.
This sale, though, almost got derailed. A last-minute snafu sent Kathleen Knapp scrambling around to a couple of different lenders, each of whom made her pay for a separate appraisal. Things worked out, but it was a big headache, and it cost her upwards of $1,000.
Whenever more than one realtor gathers together, someone has a war story about an appraisal problem.
The realtor, Hao Allen, worries that the mortgage industry is still pretty tangled up. New rules are complicating the appraisal process. There are a lot of delays getting loans. And he's concerned that all that will stop more people from taking advantage of the tax credit.
There is a deadline for that. You need to have moved into your home and closed on your home by the end of November of this year.
The National Association of Realtors estimates that the tax credit will result in an additional 350,000 home purchases. Mark Zandi would like to see it extended. Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College. He's not sure we need to extend the tax credit, but he says it's definitely too soon to declare victory for the housing market.
I think we are rolling along the bottom and seeing some growth, but it's fragile. And you could see these numbers change in a month and 2 months if things in other parts of the economy go bad. We're still in a very tough economy. We've got a lot of unemployment.
Both Case and Zandi say that doing more to prevent foreclosures would be a big help to the housing market. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.